that do?
Well,
does it measure? Does it tell you what the name of the conference is? From the note, what people say, you know, it's like Soundhound.
No, it's Audioboo. It's a sound microblogging service.
Yeah.
Oh right.
Right. So they thought I'd just get a bit of the ambient sound. You know, and say, you know, here I am trying to be the official conference vlogger.
Ah,
see, that's it. I thought I'd do audio recordings. I couldn't get the iPad. It's almost something for you.
Okay.
So how's it going, Brett?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. I mean, lots to learn in terms of, you know, bringing a corporate, bringing a massive organisation into Moodle from Blackboard. And
I don't envy you though.
I've only had my own little baby Moodle site for the last 5 years for the subject centre, and you know, upscaling from a few courses to 3,000 or something, it's like, whoa.
Hard work as
well. It's fun.
Fun.
Well, you know, I'm doing visual identity and user experience, and so that's cool. You know, developing themes. I'm trying to get my theme installed today. While I'm at a Moodle conference, I'm trying to get a theme installed in London. It's surreal.
But what about, I mean, you know, user feedback? Have they been trying it out? Or?
Oh, yeah. We've already started what we're calling engaging in depth with early adopters. And, you know, the breath of fresh air is the best part of it. I mean, I'm sure it won't last long. You know, but we're still sort of bathing in the glory of listening to academics go, wow, that's so much easier. And I'll tell you what gets the biggest smile is when you embed media on the page. People go, wow, just putting a Vimeo or YouTube clip onto a web page and then putting a discussion forum underneath it. People think this is like the halcyon days. So it's still, you know, early days. I mean, you know, within a few months it'll be, oh, it doesn't do this, it doesn't do that.
I used to be able to do digital platform. That was a better system.
Yeah. And you know, the other thing that's really interesting is Mahara, because we thought originally that Mahara would be you know, kind of an adjunct, that we wouldn't put serious time into it this first year. But ironically, when you start to just talk about pedagogical requirements with academics, loads and loads of their sort of dreams about what they want to do with their course.
Absolutely, we're the same.
Collecting
as well.
Digital ephemera, for example, and where can they put it, and, you know, portfolios.
We've got staff who want to use it for lesson planning.
Right.
Session planning.
Do you know what I mean?
They want to put all their content on there for the session, the objectives, the outcomes, and they love the visual side of it. I mean, you saw there about Moodle being a breath of fresh air from Blackboard. Mahara has been our breath of fresh air to Moodle.
Right, and it's like paint by numbers. Yeah. Like, you know, build your own web pages, do this, do that. So, yeah, great.
I've been recording the whole lot, that's great. So, this is James Clay coming to you live from Moodle Moot 2012. Just talking there to Brett Lucas, who didn't know he was being recorded. Hope to have a few more recordings over the next few days. Find out more at elearningstuff.net.